Well, this is Matilda. And Matilda is an old classic Jack Taylor tandem bike. We call her our old lady, and she is older than us, which puts her at plus 55. Uh-huh. We reckon she's somewhere between 55 and 60. We've had her for 3 years. And when you think of a bike, I suppose nowadays people think of these lovely sleek carbon fibre jobs. This is no carbon fibre job. This is
No, I just give you a hand out of the car with us. It's she's a well put together dame.
Aye, solid steel.
Solid steel.
Sturdy. So think going up hills. That creates a bit of a problem going up hills. But yeah, we'll get her together and hopefully you'll see how she goes. Because once she's moving, she's a sleek lady.
Oh well, wait a minute. There's panniers to put on too.
Oh yeah, and we've got side panniers as well from we're going on holiday in France.
Okay, and a wee Scottish flag to fly.
Oh, yeah,
I'd like to see that.
Absolutely.
I see, that's class. Yeah.
That's a lollipop. We call it. That's the. It's supposed to give us room for people coming up behind us.
I want one about 4 foot wide. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
Some do, so do I.
How did you pair get into tandem cycling in the first place?
Ah, now there's a story, isn't it? It was a blind date, and it was a first date, and...
So tandem, it's the obvious choice.
Well, we were supposed to be going for a picnic at Loch Katrine, and I did a little bit of research, as is my wont, and noticed there was bikes for hire, and thought, oh, we could hire a bike, that'd be a laugh. And then I saw there were tandems, and thought, we'll hire a tandem, and that was even more of a laugh. And so we tootled off on our first date on a tandem.
I mean, let's face it, on a first date on a tandem, it's either going to be a superb icebreaker or you're never going to want to see the man again.
Absolutely. Well, the thing was, when we set off, we hadn't quite got together with the gears. And me being on the back, it was all his fault. So
obviously,
we came to this corner and we went up a hill, and Colin changed gear and it went the wrong way. And I went off the back of the bike into a puddle because it was pouring rain. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting on the middle of the road in this great big puddle, soaking, laughing my head off. I thought it was hysterical. And that's, as you say, where it all comes from. That's why we're together.
Well, that sounds reasonable. But I mean, it's a big leap from doing a first date on a tandem to actually getting a tandem.
Yes, we thoroughly enjoyed it. We did it another couple of times, and we just heard that someone locally said, oh, you've been tandeming. We've got one in the garage that has laid in the garage for about 10 years and hasn't turned a wheel. Would you like to take it away and see if you fancy it? And if you do, we're looking for a new owner for it. So as soon as we got it out, we both looked at each other and said, we have to have it. And
why Matilda?
Why Matilda? You chose Matilda.
Well, I did. I just looked at it and I thought, you know, we've got to give her a name. And
why her?
I don't know. Just she looked like a Matilda. It looked an old name, an old-fashioned name for an old-fashioned lady.
Well, it's fantastic fun because people say to us, why tandem? Why not just get two single bikes? Uh-huh. But you can't really get away from each other because she has to follow where I go.
Are you always on the back?
Aye.
Oh, there was a depth of resentment in that response.
Well, I'll tell you a wee story about that. We went to Dundee one day and we parked at the big car park at the other side of the bridge. Huge car park. And I said to Colin, right, I'm on the front, you're on the back. Because there's a huge trust issue in this. First of all, I can't see where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I can't steer. I've got no control of the bike. All I've got is I've got a wee placebo brake, as he calls it. So you have to really trust the person on front. So he got on the back, I got on the front, and off we went. And four times he came off the back. He just couldn't do it. He couldn't stand not being in control.
No.
So now that he's got a better understanding of what it's like to be on the back.
Is he a better driver now?
Yes. Yes.
More sympathetic.
More practice. Yeah, he's getting...
You must really love seeing the back of his head, though.
Yeah, the number of people have said I should get a wee screen and watch videos or something.
Just a hat that hangs down the
back. That's one.
But Di, as a stoker, is, of course, the terminology for the person on the back. As a stoker who's supposed to power the bike. Okay. I'm captain, obviously, since I steer.
Yeah.
And
being power mad as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. The idea is that the stoker powers the bike through going up hills, but it doesn't always happen. But the stoker is also...
Sorry, I'm laughing. You've got water bottles with captain and stoker written
exactly.
on it. Did you buy those?
Yes.
They make water bottles for tandem cyclists.
They do indeed. You'd be amazed what they make for tandem cyclists.
I mean, it's a big market now.
Yeah.
And when did you start blogging about this?
Ah, well, Matilda's Musings was really a way of creating a journal, if you want to call it that, of our travels. I like to take a few kind of funny pictures, and I like to think I'm reasonably amusing, although that's probably debatable at writing. And we started putting it together, family liked it, and they said, you should make that a little bit wider. So I actually put it on a blog and put it out there, and it's kind of growing a little bit of arms and legs, or maybe that should be handlebars and chains.
Did you not get this? Were you not shortlisted for the Innovation Award for blogs?
We reached the UK final of the, down to the last, I think it was the last 10 of the UK Blog Awards last year for innovation. So that's our claim to fame. And since then, Matilda has her own Matilda's Musings Facebook page. She has her own Twitter account, and she has her own YouTube account. So it's a very clever bike.
Looking at this thing, you've got two saddles, you've got one set of handlebars, one set of gears, and there's three of us. So how are we going to work this?
Yes.
We've never done three in a bike.
Remember the goodies?
You're going on the bike. You're going on the bike.
Oh, no, I want to go. I do. I want to go on Matilda. There's no question about that. But how do we do this? Do you want to steer for a change?
No. Come on.
You chicken.
I am indeed.
The good thing, as I say, though, is that it is actually very sociable. Because we're able to talk to each other, whereas if you're on solo bikes, one person kind of tends to power away and they have to wait at the top of the hill for their partner coming. Whereas we can actually chat away as we're cycling along, and there's also a kind of a UK tandem club that we're members of, and their little advertising line is twice the fun, and I think it is, isn't it? It really is twice the fun.
Yeah. And we have twice the arguments as well. No, we don't have arguments. We have discussions.
Discussions about
route. Oh, yes.
Di is responsible for map reading.
Yes, because I'm better at it than he is.
Despite the fact you can't see where you're going.
Correct.
Actually, instead of the little video screen, you could just print a map on the back of his head.
Yeah, I know.
Get it to two.
I know. That's a good idea. The only advice I'll give you is listen to Colin. Because if you try and push or steer, you'll get nowhere. He leads, you have to follow.
Right.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity is the word.
So, and it's 3, 2, 1, go, and then you start pedalling.
Oh, you pedal.
It's really original, really original. The good thing is, once you get going, when the bike gets going, you don't have to hold on. You can get, like, hands-free.
Okay.
And one of the great myths is everybody shouts at you. The original thought of the day that you hear about 40 times each day that you're out is, she's no pedaling at the back. You do have to pedal, because the bike doesn't go unless you both pedal.
Seriously?
It needs a certain momentum to keep going.
Okay, right.
So we'll give it a go?
Right, give it a go. There you go, leg over. All right, okay.
Pedal up.
Yep.
And we're going to go 3, 2, 1, and then go, and then go, we start pedaling.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, there we go.
And we're now both moving. I don't know whether it's synchronously or with synchronicity. This is not a good track.
No, once we get over here, we'll be all right. This is the start of a kind of wooden walkway, but then we come out onto a proper path. Whoa.
Sorry, I'm now trying to steer, which is a complete waste of time.
Correct. That's us. That's it. So we're on a proper path now. Lots of dog walkers, so we'll give them a friendly toot.
If you love your dog, hang on to it, for God's sake. Right.
Now, so we've got through the gears.
All right.
Give you a little bit of exercise. As I say, the good thing is that we're together and we should be able to speak to each other.
That's a good theory.
How are you feeling at the back there? How are you feeling?
Very strange. Very strange. The fact...
You have to give over total control, don't you?
Yeah, it's not for me. It's not for... It really isn't.
Control freaks should not apply.
No, absolutely not.
But no, lovely summer's evening, and you're out there. It's great. Take a picnic with you. Sometimes a Prosecco picnic, always nice to have. And head off a few miles... Makes you feel very righteous when you get to the picnic.
and you're past Caring on the way back home anyway.
You are by that stage, yes. And if you've got a lovely area like we have here at Lochleven, beautiful sunshine, lovely scenery, it's all part of it. And been known to explore a lot of the places where maybe like you might find a gin distillery or a nice restaurant. Because exploring, if you want to call it, Scotland's food and drink larder is part of what we're about as well. So we're only doing about 8 miles an hour at the moment.
I'm surprised it's as fast as that, to be honest.
We normally do about 13, 14.
Okay. Well, hang on a minute. Stop and turn round.
Right.
Okay, and we'll go back.
3, 2, 1.
Oh,
foot down. That's us.
You turn it round, we'll go back.
3, 2, 1, go.
Given the fact that you are a tandem, and therefore twice the size of a normal bicycle, do people actually show you a bit more respect on the road?
It's interesting. First of all, you can't do tight bends, because there's quite a lot of cycle paths. I've got 90 degree bends, and clearly she doesn't bend in the middle.
No.
But yes, I suppose.
Well, hopefully not.
coming up from behind. Yes, we've got lots of kind of flashing lights, a little Scotland flag that sticks out. So I'd like to think that people give us a little bit more room. It's interesting, you have to have a togetherness there that I'm relying on my stoker to wave cars past and do all the signalling and directions and stuff. But there's a lot of trust involved. So here we go, back along the wooden bit, back to start. Whoa.
There we go.
Another toot just to say we're on the way.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And down.
Okay. How was it?
I feel for you. I do. I genuinely feel for you. Aside from anything else, because you're a bit shorter than me, my knees are coming up somewhere in about my chin.
I know.
Whoop.
Sorry. That's another thing you can't do, is get out of the way quickly.
No. You can't really do anything quickly.
No, you can't get off it quickly.
I bet you could.
Splat.
Yeah, it's a bit like driving an Arctic or
a
double cab pickup truck or something along those lines.
It's good fun, though, but you can't see where you're going. You're taller than I am, but you could probably see over Colin's shoulder.
I could.
I get a lovely view of shoulder blades.
You do feel, particularly when we're out and about, you do feel very much at one kind of with nature, though, because you do feel very exposed, don't you? I mean, to the elements, and that's all, I guess that's all part of it as well.
What I find fascinating about this is that your relationship has grown on this particular bicycle, on Matilda, and it seems to be thriving. Are you pair just odd?
Yes, we're nutters. Because it's all the things you just don't think about when you're out on a normal bike, you know. I love this because we go at a certain speed. We're not racing from A to B. Mm-hmm.
And we certainly weren't.
No.
Yes. I thought he wasn't trying, to be frank.
You haven't lost your job.
Thank you. I'm so glad. But you, like coming out here tonight, you've got time as you're cycling along to look and see where you are. That's the beauty of it. You can see what you're surrounding, what's in your environment. You know, this is a wonderful place to come and see, obviously, the birds up at Vein Farm and all around the loch here. It's just brilliant.
But forgive me, could you not do that on two bicycles?
No, because you wouldn't be able to talk about it. Because he can say to me, oh, look over there. Or I can say, oh, look at this. Stop, we'll have a look at this. Whereas he's away on his own bike. You know, I couldn't say that. That's the beauty of it.
One of the big things we do is we have a kind of annual Tour de France de tandem, and we head off to France, not on the bike, I hasten to add, but in the car, and once we get there we abandon the car, and we do, the last 3 years we've done tours around different vineyards. So I guess you can maybe imagine what that involves. It probably involves about 30-40 miles cycling a day, stopping at maybe 4 or 5 vineyards, sampling the wares. So it's an interesting wobble by a late afternoon.
Ha ha ha.